Speaking of the brain, it's not uncommon to hear people talk about having an out-of-body experience where, you know, they view themselves from outside their own body looking back at themselves. And my next guest says he has found a way of creating just such an experience in people, where people seem to connect to an image and react to it as if it's real, but outside their own body. And in further studies, he has people believe that they have an extra third arm through the power of illusions. But it is not just a parlor trick. The research, he says, can help us understand how we perceive ourselves and make sense of the world around us. And I think it might lead to some new online social communities. We'll ask him about it. He's Henrik Ehrensson, an associate professor of cognitive neuroscience at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm. And he's one of the authors of a paper this week in the journal Public Library of Science Online, in which people were made to believe they had a third arm. Welcome to Science Friday, and thank you for your patience.
Hello.
Hi there.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. Let's talk about this out-of-body experience. How did you create that for people?
Well, we are interested in how the brain creates the experience of the self and the world. So we were trying to learn more about this. We came up with this idea that maybe we could change, trick the mind into experience being outside oneself. And how did we do that, did you ask?
Yes.
Well, the idea here is really that we are trying to manipulate the sensory data the brain gets. We manipulate what you see, what you feel, and we touch your body in a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And then you have a camera that people can look through it themselves?
Well, there's two key ideas here, really. First of all, it's the visual perspective, from which perspective you see the world.
Right.
And then it is that what you see and what you feel matches, that there is synchronicity. Visual information and tactile information. So how does this all work? Like, I'm going to try to explain to you, over the radio here without the aid of visuals. But so the test person wears a set of head-mounted displays. Mm-hmm. Head-mounted displays is two little screens you put in front of the right and the left eye. And these two screens we hook up to two video cameras that we place a couple of meters away from the participant. So the left eye sees what the left camera sees, and the right eye sees what the right camera sees. So you can see yourself from the outside, okay?
Right, right.
Now, that doesn't create an out-of-body illusion or an out-of-body experience. You just look at yourself
right.
From an outside perspective. A little bit like you see yourself in a video screen, as you know, a CCTV camera in a shop, for example. You know. Now, here's the second key thing. I then move my hand towards the cameras. I touch a point just below the cameras, and every time I do that, we deliver a touch on the person's chest, on the person's body, which he or she can't see. Right?
Yeah.
So. All you see yourself sitting in the middle of the room from this outside perspective, and you see the scientist's hand coming up towards the cameras. And every time you see that hand coming up towards the cameras, you feel touching your body. Now, this is what happens. Suddenly you experience that you are there under the cameras. You can sense your body there. And although you see yourself, and you perfectly well understand that you're still sitting there in front of the cameras, you can see yourself, it feels like a different person or maybe a mannequin. Because your brain have now recalculated, your position in that room, and you feel that you're outside your body, and so, you lose a sense of self-recognition of a real physical body.
So you think it's someone else's body, but you feel part of it.
No, you lose the sense of feeling. You don't feel part of it anymore.
Uh-huh.
You feel that you are 2 meters outside yourself, and the real body that you can see, it feels like someone else. You're no longer part of it.
And so can you play tricks with it and make you actually feel like you are having an out-of-body experience?
Well, we are simulating some key aspects of an out-of-body experience. First of all, that you feel that you're in a different place from your real body. Secondly, you see yourself from this outside perspective. And three, you sort of sense a phantom body. You have some kind of a body illusion that that is outside your real body. And these are some of the key aspects of real out-of-body experience.
And in a follow-up, you're able to actually put a third arm next to the people, and they thought that was part of their own body.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a crazy experiment. But it actually it's a serious idea behind it, because we wanted to understand what are the basic and fundamental constraints of the human body experience. What can we experience as our body? The common assumption is that we have a human body our whole life. We have this lifetime of experience of having a human body with two legs, two arms, and one head. And this is something that we have in our genes. And we thought, is that the basic limit, or can we experience strange bodies as our own? And there are actually rare cases of stroke patients that after stroke to certain parts of the brain can experience an extra phantom limb, like they have a phantom arm.
And you actually put a third limb next to people and convinced them that that was their third arm.
Yeah, we were able to induce this experience of having a third arm in normal volunteers within a couple of minutes.
Wow, a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures of you like stroking the arm with a brush, and people thought that they could feel that.
Yeah, we ask people sit down in front of a table and just put their hand on the table, and next to the real hand, we put a rubber hand, like a realistic prosthetic hand, just next to the real hand, and we stroke the two hands synchronously for a minute or so, and the person can see both hands. And of course, in the beginning, it's kind of silly. You can see your hand lying there being stroked. You don't feel anything. But after about 30 seconds or so, most participants have this very, very weird sensation that they feel touches on both hands, and they actually feel that both the real hand and the rubber hand are sort of both part of the body, like we have a third arm.
Wow. And how long does that last for? I mean, as long as you're looking and stroking it. They don't feel like it's missing when they get up from the table. They don't have the phantom limb missing.
No, when you stand up and you start moving, the illusion breaks down very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So where do you go from here with this?
Well, we're really interested in developing new advanced prosthetic limbs. There's a lot of interest in that in Europe and in America, I know. And what we try to do is try to help out working with robotics people and engineers to develop artificial limbs that feels more like part of your real body.
Right.
And less like a tool and more like a real limb. And we think that one way we can contribute to this development is to use these illusions for something good, to actually sort of trick the brain into accepting these prosthetic limb devices as part of the real body.
Well, thank you very much for taking time to be with us today, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you. It's great being here.
You're welcome.
Chatting with you.
Henrik Gerson is an associate professor of cognitive neuroscience at the Karolinska Institute in Stockholm, Sweden. I'm Ira Flatow. This is Science Friday from NPR.